I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Today we are filming. We haven't filmed an episode in a very long time.
Months and months. But we're excited to be filming today. We don't know exactly, like, what this means for, like, permanent future or anything like that. But for the time being, like, we really want to film our episodes as well. We don't have video on Spotify anymore, which is how we would originally record these episodes. But we're going to be sharing them on YouTube as well. So, of course, like always, listen on Spotify, listen on Apple. But we're going to be uploading this episode and hopefully all future ones to YouTube as well. Happy to see you.
We're going to be talking about social media today, and I feel like we've talked about this a lot just in general in our episodes and maybe the negatively charged or the negative effects of social media. But today I want to talk about not only the negatives, but positives and how it can be a neutral balance. Because I think when I wrote this episode down as a topic, I was in an I hate social media mindset, and now I'm in a just neutral mindset. So I think it's going to be good to, you know, speak clearly on it and not be in
when the social we were media planning sucks era. Social media sucks. When we were planning the episode, I wrote the title as Social Media Sucks. That was how I was feeling.
I could have sworn I wrote that.
I thought I wrote it, but like we might have done it together. However, who knows if this is going to be called Social Media Sucks or if it's just going to be social media or where the conversation is really going to take us, but like I want to talk about social media because it's so layered. There is so much good and there's so much bad and there's so many like nuances to it. And it's something that I think about a lot because it's so prevalent in my life and all of our lives. So we're going to get into that. But first, let's do our highs, lows, and goals of the week.
My high of the week, I'm pretty sure I came into this episode or like this weekend with a different high in mind. And now I can't even remember it because today is so perfect of a day. It's like 50 degrees out. It's January in Boston right now, and it's 50 degrees and sunny, and
global warming.
It's so perfect.
So that's right. Saying those facts out loud, like, it's probably not a good thing for the earth in general. However, like, we're gonna take what we can get right now and enjoy the sunniness because it is truly a beautiful day. It was such a beautiful day yesterday too, and I was working from home, so in the afternoon I went right from my apartment and I went for a walk and I just ended up sitting in the park and laying down and listening to music, which is something that I rarely do ever, but like who would have thought that I'd be able to do that in the winter? And it was like a moment that kind of just like happened out of nowhere. Like it was unplanned. I was like, oh, I just want to get outside. It's so nice. I ended up laying down on the grass in the park. It felt like a spring day and it was probably one of the most like peaceful, I'm just existing like kind of moments that I've had in a while. So I would say that was my high. And sounds... I want to recreate it this afternoon because it's even warmer and nicer today.
I don't typically work from home, but Friday is my like work from home day. And you guys know the whole story of last Friday when I had to go into the office and it was a horrendous time for me because I was like exhausted. But I had so much fun yesterday because I went to the gym. I still went to the gym at like my normal time.
Yeah, but you were up and at 'em early, which I was impressed with because I didn't. I had to go in the afternoon because I slept in.
But when I left the gym, I went home and it was like sunny and nice and bright outside, which normally I, like, leave my house and it's dark and then I immediately get on the train. So I'm, like, not really outside. And then I come home and it's dark and it's just horrendous. But I've had 24 hours at this point of just some top tier, like, vitamin D. So
After last week, after the week that you were calling, like, your flop week, last week we did our episode.
Well, we'll get to the lows.
Last week our episode was on flop eras, and it felt like it manifested, like, a flop week, or maybe we were noticing it more.
No, because
or maybe
it was a flop week for everyone, because I kept, obviously, I would, like, post every single time a little flop happened to me, and people would write back, like, oh, it's been a horrible week for everyone. Our friends.
Honestly, it was probably the most I've interacted on, like, the Girls with Goals Pod Instagram account with you guys only because so many of you were sharing your flops. Like, also, at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram and TikTok, you guys can always message us, always follow us there, stay up to date. We have a giveaway announcement coming soon.
It's been announced, I'd say.
Well, it's been announced, but the giveaway is coming soon.
But next, when we hit the next, like, 1,000 followers, I'm going to give away some merch.
We saw exploded smoothies. We saw you guys locked out of your apartments. Definitely more things happened. I can't remember. A lot of you were sending your flops, and it was just, like, it was funny. It was silly. Because that's what it was. The flops were silly. That's what we talked about last
week. It was silly. Oh, one of our friends texted us, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's been a flop week for everyone. Like, and Catherine burnt her toe. Like, okay, I'll go through my flops before we get into that. Okay. Monday, leaving for the gym in the morning, slammed my finger in the door. A heavy-ass door. Like, it hurt so bad. And then Tuesday, I locked myself out of my gym locker twice, and I had to be like, hi, I did it again. And then I also spilled a whole thing of pre-workout, like, in the gym. I had to sprint across the gym, like, clean it up. And then Wednesday, I think I missed my train so bad. It was delayed at one stop, so I was like, oh, I'll catch up the next. Delayed then, delayed again. I ended up Ubering. And then it just went on. What happened on Thursday?
You burnt your toast.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, I burnt my toast. I was like, wow, I'm going to be, like, Let's feed me this morning. Put some toast in the toaster. This actually happens to me more often than you would think. But I put toast in, forget about it. The second I remember, I open my door. I'm like, oh my god, I have toast. I hope it's not burning. The second I open my door, it's smoky. The fire alarm starts going off so bad that, like, the toast is completely just charred at this point. And I obviously, like, I took the toast out. It was totally fine. Nothing was actually on fire, but this fire alarm wouldn't. It was 7 in the morning. Thank God Caroline and our other roommate were already gone. But I was like, oh my God, our neighbors, they're probably hearing this. I'm so sorry. The silencer button on the fire alarm wouldn't work on the one I could reach and the other one I couldn't reach. And it was a whole thing. And finally I got to stop. And then I was like, I'm once again Ubering to work, and I spend far too much money on Ubers. Right. So my goal this week, we'll jump to that, is to not Uber.
Oh, that's a good goal.
Yeah.
Because that'd be difficult for you. You've been at least once a week so far.
I'd say so. Oh, so basically, on Thursday, our friend texts and goes, oh, it's been a bad week for everyone, I guess. Like, and Catherine burnt her toast. Our roommate is doing her nursing clinical, and she is in jail.
She's out of prison.
She's out of prison for that.
So she's out of prison.
And she had, like, her first day at prison. So she was, like, something. And he goes, oh, and we put my dog down today. And we're like, I don't think burnt toast equates to, like, you're going to take, like, you take the cake on this one. I'll take my burnt toast fire alarm situation.
Those are definitely, like, different levels. That's not necessarily, like, a laughable, goofy flop. I wouldn't call that a flop. I would call that,
no,
like,
but he definitely
a devastating
chimed,
life
yeah,
event.
He definitely chimed in and was like, oh, my flops.
My flop,
like,
of the week.
Oh, I don't really think that was,
huh.
I think that's
because
just
a
one step above
is like,
flop.
Like a stupidity thing of you, or just like you do something that just, like, is, like, laughable or out of character. That,
yeah, flops are so.
That one's not really in your control. Like, for me, I would say my biggest one this week is I was rushing to the train for me to get to work, and the machine wouldn't take my credit card to let me buy a ticket. And as I was, like, fumbling with it, yeah, I had your card, but it wouldn't work. It wasn't taking cards at all. Anyways, was my point. The machine was broken. As I was fumbling with it, I fully break a nail off. I have, like dip nails on right now with tips, so one of them fully snapped off, and it really hurt as well. And then,
wait, so I dip nails with tips?
Well, it's like, it's like acrylic. It's essentially acrylic. Oh, that's what it is. But then I get through and I watch the train leave. Like, I watch it leaving. I miss it. And then the next one got delayed. So I'm delayed 20 minutes and I'm going to the office for my first morning meeting, like, with my new managers. And so I walked in late. And so that was definitely, like, a hectic morning for me. And I would say that was my biggest flop of the week.
I honestly can't choose the biggest one.
We already went through a lot. So let's just call those your lows. So you said your goal, not take an Uber.
My goal is to not Uber.
My goal?
Oh, no, I'll say my other flop. I'd say this is my biggest flop. Is the other week, Black Friday, I bought a shirt. I was so excited about it. It was a tube top. So I said, oh, you know what? Sometimes, like, tube tops, they cut on the armpit. On, like, me, I feel like that happens to more often than not. So I was like, I'm going to size up. It's, like, a leather. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think it was going to be stretchy. I was like, I'm going to size up. Too big. And then it goes on sale.
Non-refundable. No.
It goes on sale. So I go, oh, perfect, I'm going to buy it. And this time I'm going to size down instead to really kind of double down in the opposite direction. Well, I double down all right, I'd say. And that one is too small.
So now Catherine has two of the same exact expensive tube top from Aritzia that she can't return. One a size too big for her, one a size too small for her. And just, I want it to be known that the entire time her correct size has been available. Like, it was not a product of it not being available. She just decided to choose one in either direction both times and never get the size that actually fits her. So she still doesn't have the right tube top.
If anyone in Boston wants it, though, like, I'm very happy to sell it to you.
Multiple size options.
I have multiple size options. I will walk it to your door, free shipping. You just send me a message. It's a white, like, leather, faux cream. Leather. Tube top from Aritzia. You just send me a message, yeah, and I'll get that over to you soon.
My goal of the week is, if I'm, you know, predicting that I'm going to have some sleepy moments, because if just my days have been so busy that, like, the nights have been, like, pretty tired and exhausted, that I want to take that and then lean into, like, self-care vibe more of that, whereas recently I feel like I've been getting exhausted and I've been wanting to do, like, nothing. So basically I just want to take the same exhausted type of mood that I know I'll probably be in some of these nights, but then, like, have some actual nice rest time instead of, I feel like, scrolling on my phone or things like that. Or, like, not. I just feel like when I do that, I'm like, ugh. Then I'm, like, not doing my skincare that well, not doing that. Then I get, like, opposite of what I should be doing. So that's my goal. It's just to, like.
Am I stupid or did I just not understand that?
Like, have a better, like, wind down routine at night, because I feel like I've been exhausted, and so I've just been, like, scrolling on my phone or scrolling on my phone or computer and then, like, putting my head down instead of, like, actually having a nice, like wind down, self-care, go to sleep.
Lovely.
So that's that. Let's talk about social media.
So, like I said, I oftentimes, if social media is a concept in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, it's negative and I'm not into it. But there are a lot of times where I'm like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever. Like, I love it. It's super positively charged. Right now, I thought, as I was walking to the gym this morning, I was like thinking about recording this episode. I feel like this is a good day to record it because I'm kind of neutral. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a charge yet. Maybe I will by the end of this episode if we talk too much in one direction. But Caroline's notes, when she wrote them down, were all in the negative spectrum, which, yeah, I think is really easy to kind of pick out. Especially if you are dissecting what it's all about.
But. So here's what I was thinking, like, ultimately with social media sucks. I have noticed a lot recently, just as I'm, like, out and about observing my own behavior, observing other people's behaviors, that I truly think people have created a universe for themselves in social media that they live in more than they live in their own real lives. And that's just kind of wild. Like, whether it's you're following people and you become so embedded in watching what they show of their lives that it's almost like you follow these people and are more invested in their lives than you are in your own life and in living your own life and bettering your own life. Or whether it's just that you're so comfortable, like, scrolling on your phone, scrolling on social media, that, like, looking up from your phone, and anything else feels like uncomfortable. You know, I'm like traveling to work and everyone on the train nose down on their phones. You're waiting to pick up your order at a coffee shop or like takeout or something, and you're just standing there scrolling on your phone. You're not talking to people. I notice it all the time at events and concerts. People are watching them through their phones.
I hate the recording at concerts.
People are watching a concert through their phone, and even if you're the one not doing that, you can barely see the people through phones.
You start looking at other people's phones.
You're almost watching it through other people's phones. I feel like that should be a rule. Like, you choose your two favorite songs, and you get 10-second clips of each of them, and that's it. That's all you need. Because have you ever gone back and watched the hours of your concert on your phone versus, like, just watch it in the moment and enjoy it? That's what you're there for. That one makes me upset.
I can tell for sure.
Fireworks, yeah.
Fireworks. I feel like that's more of like fireworks to older generations are what concert videos are to younger generations.
Fireworks are silly because like it never looks good on your phone camera ever. It's like trying to take a picture of the moon or like the sun. Like it just doesn't do it on the phone. So it's like, why do we continue to do it? Like, anyways. But I just do feel like going for a walk, going outside, it feels like this thing you have to do as an escape from electronics versus just being what you do and electronics being something that can, like, benefit your life in small ways. I feel like we've shifted it.
Fill gaps or, like, support things.
And I guess this is almost going away from, like, just social media to electronics and stuff in general because it all goes together, but, like, we have all been at restaurants where there's like a 3-year-old child on an iPad scrolling TikToks, watching YouTube videos on an iPad while at like a nice dinner with their family. I see it on vacations. I see it anytime we're at a restaurant. Like, what is that doing to a child's brain? Like, truly, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's gonna be scary.
That's actually terrifying because you're like, at least us in our generation growing up, like, we didn't necessarily have that as kids. It's like become a habit for us now. But imagine like the work that it would take to unwire your brain to need that constant
stimulation if you were raised
like that. Yeah, if you were raised like that as a kid. And like, not many people are gonna do that. People are not gonna try to reverse that for themselves. So essentially it's just creating a generation who like needs that and like can't exist without that, really. Like, when you're doing that, like, but it's not just like the kids at the restaurants, it's like the people who, it's almost this comfort thing, like if we feel like we look busy on our phones, then like we don't have to like interact with a stranger or something, you know.
I feel like that's more scrolling or like consuming social media, but there's the flip side of it too where you're like producing social media and like putting your life on the screen or on Instagram, TikTok, whatever app you
There's
are
so
using
many
right now. If you care more about like, oh, how it looks there, or I want to do this to take a picture. If you do something and like have a plan in mind, oh, we're going here, I want to take a picture, so I'm going to wear this shirt, go for it. Like, that's completely fine. If you're like, and I've done this too so many times, like, oh, I'm in Boston, I want to go to the Esplanade just so I can take a picture. You know, as an example, apply that to like anywhere like, with
are
anything.
Are you documenting your life or are you living to document it? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was profound.
Someone read a book.
I will one day, maybe.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages. Maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership, so you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
I thought about this the other day. One time I was like, so long ago, I was like, I feel like it would be fun to write an autobiography or like write a book or something.
I want
to
write a book one day.
And then I was like, well, this is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Like the podcast kind of gives the same.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
But you could almost take different chapters like and make them different topics, kind of like how we talk about here.
That's what we're doing. We're just speaking a book.
It's kind of like an audiobook. And we're the authors. But there's no drafts. There's no drafts, there's no editors. It's just us. It's just like a journal, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then that changes both on the production and the consumption side of using social media. That changes how you're going to act. Like I said, if you're going somewhere or doing something just to take a picture. Like mm-hmm. if you were in New York and were nowhere near Central Park, like say you were way downtown. And you're like, oh, I need a picture, like,
yeah,
in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you go all the way
yeah.
to Central Park just so you can take a picture in Central Park.
Like, I get that example. It, like, feels a little bit random. But I'm just thinking of,
like, things. If you were...
I just think it doesn't even matter what you're doing. Yeah. It's what are you thinking about? Like, are you thinking about, like, how this is going to look to other mm-hmm. people, or are you thinking about how this feels in the moment to myself and, oh, I want to remember this, I want to document this, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything really comes down to the mindset of it. I genuinely don't think that it's ever the action of anything that is what is wrong or that is what is disordered, no matter what you're talking about. Like, truly, it's the mindset behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can, two people can do the exact same thing, and it's the intention behind it that makes the difference.
Me taking a picture of myself versus my mom taking a picture of myself for very different reasons.
That's true, because your mom taking a picture of you is like, I just want a picture of my kid to show all my friends, mm-hmm. it's so beautiful, and then you taking a picture of yourself is like I want to look like as hot as possible to share this with people.
If so I'm on a family vacation, like, if I'm on a family vacation and I'm like, take a picture of me on the beach right now, I want to post it.
Yeah.
So that I can have a picture where I look really good and people can see a picture where I look really good. If my mom is like, oh, family vacation, everyone, like, huddle around.
Yeah, it's huddle, like, we want to document our family
because this is what we're doing right now. We're going to take a picture that's so in a year so we can legit, see that. That's so legit,
though. Like, I honestly feel like so many beach vacations growing up in, like, teenage years were literally consumed by like how many good photo shoots can I have.
It was like, oh, today I'm gonna wear, like, fully going on vacation and being like, okay, Monday I'm gonna wear the brown bathing suit and then after lunch I'm gonna switch to like this blue one and so we can get two pictures there. Tuesday we're gonna hit the black one and then I'll switch on the beach into the red one and then after lunch again I can, you know, put on the brown one from the day before, right. But now my hair is up so it's gonna be a different picture, right. And then on Wednesday I'm gonna circle back to that red one, hair and braids this time, and we're gonna go to this, to the other side of the beach, that once again we have a different picture, and then after lunch I'm gonna switch to this cheetah print one, immediately new photo, like,
yeah,
perfect.
And then you just don't, like, enjoy the vacation.
And I'm like, okay, so I have 4 days, that means I need to bring 12 bathing suits, and I'm like, okay.
And then at what point do you, like, rest?
At what point do you, like, sit on the beach and get a nice tan
and, like, enjoy the sun?
By all means, like, take a picture at the beach and, like, look good in it.
Mm-hmm.
By no means go to the beach just to take a picture of yourself.
Right. But I mean, even that can be okay sometimes. If it's just like sometimes, like I really want a good picture of myself. I want to have a photo shoot.
Right. But it's when it, like,
and
consumes.
That's the activity.
That's the balance.
That's the
part.
Activity. That can be the activity sometimes. But if you're on, like, a vacation, okay, and you're so consumed by the social media, how this looks to other people part of it, then that.
I would counter that because. Like, I agree a little bit, but how many friendships, or I guess, like, I don't know, middle school, high school vibe.
I, like, forgot that this is a thing. Like, that you would just, like, have photo shoots.
That's
people.
All
just,
you,
like,
would do.
You would just take pictures.
Yeah, which,
together.
Like, we ate it up in middle school.
Right.
But if anyone, I know people who still do that now. If someone was like, do you want to go take pictures? And, like, that was the only reason that you were friends, and that was the, unless it's, like, a photo shoot, like, photographer, if it's, like, iPhone, Instagram pictures. If someone is like, oh, let's go here to take Instagram pictures, I would be like,
Well, we would do that to each other because we
but
want
that's different.
Pictures of ourselves
that's different.
For each other.
But you know what I mean? Like, friendships that are solely based on the pictures. Because, like, the optics, number one, like, pictures with each other, that's a whole different section. But pictures of each other, like, if you just need a photographer and you're doing something or being like, oh, I want to go to the restaurant so I can take a picture.
Mm.
That's when it's like, why don't you go to the restaurant that you're going to enjoy, maybe, with someone that you're going to enjoy? And if you are in a restaurant that you enjoy with someone you enjoy, take a picture.
Yeah.
Post it. Like, that's so perfect. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you want to document that picture and keep it forever if you were having a good time and really enjoying yourself? But if you're doing it for the picture and not out of enjoyment, that's when it's like, why are we doing this?
So two shifts that of, okay, so two things in this, like, first bit of the conversation that I feel like are the big pictures. Two things that are, like, reversed as how we think they should be. One, living more on your phone than you are in your real world so that the real world feels like an escape. That should be reversed. That is supposed to be reversed. Two, living for the photo instead of living and then taking the photo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Two little flippy flops. And see, in both of those, it's, like, less the action, more the intention, because it's not in the first case. Never go on your phone, never use social media ever, right. But it's like, put your real life first, mm-hmm. and make an effort to, like, get your head out of your phone when you're doing things in your life, like, smile at somebody on the street, speak to people.
Oh,
like,
I love doing that.
It's crazy,
it's so fun.
that doesn't happen anymore, and it's, like, just this comfortable, like, distraction. Like, I will find myself looking at my phone to do absolutely nothing just because, like, somebody is about to pass me and I don't want the awkward, like, are
wait,
we gonna
wait,
smile
wait.
Are we gonna nod? That's crazy.
No, one time there was someone who I was walking past and it was, like, very much a, like,
you kind of know each other, you kind of don't.
No, it was like we used to be friends, and then it was a, and now there was, like, a, they did something fucked, and so then we're walking past each other and I didn't realize that he was walking in my direction until I look up and, like, saw him take, like, straight up this close to each other, take out his phone and start, like, pretending to type, like, immediately after we realized we were walking past each other. And I was like, huh. And then that's where I started thinking, like, that was so
second nature.
Yeah. It was, like, automatic almost to pull out your phone to diffuse an uncomfortable situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then and I find myself, like, even at home, like, I'll sit down on the couch. And recently, like, in the past months or even almost a year, I've been really good about trying to replace some of my just, like, sitting on the couch, sitting in bedtime, like, with a book versus my phone, or even just, like,
it's watching TV. It's such a jump scare, like, walking out of my room and turning the corner, and there's just someone laying on the couch reading a book.
Anna reads books sometimes,
too. Yeah, I know, too. I'm saying, if, like, there's someone, like, laying on the couch reading a book. Yeah,
we
read books
in this house, we do. But I try to replace some of my time scrolling on my phone with reading a book, because I'm like, it feels so much better because I'm so stimulated when I'm scrolling on my phone that, like, most of the time it's not, like, a rest and relaxation thing versus, like, kicking my feet up and reading a book can be very, like, relaxing and, like, actually kind of escapism in that way. Or even putting on a TV show instead. Like, instead of just sitting I would and say scrolling TV, on my phone, TV can be
because if you think about it, it's, like, if you find yourself, like, being uncomfortable with watching TV because it's too much of a commitment.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, this is what? A problem. Because it's not refreshing every 3 seconds. Yeah. Like, you're not getting a new hit of whatever chemical goes on when you're scrolling
TikTok.
A feed. But, like, I know I've been in that situation before. If you're in a phase where you're scrolling a lot and then you try and do something, even like TV. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like a big jump, be sitting on your phone and sitting watching a show. But in the moment, if you're so addicted to the, like, fresh hit of dopamine, is that what it would be? I don't know. Like, I don't know the brain chemicals going on up there. But that hit, that watching a TV show seems daunting.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Right.
Because when you were 10 or whenever, when Instagram didn't exist and you had binge watch a show, then playing outside seemed dumb, you know what I mean? Like the next thing. But sometimes what I think about is if I'm in a phase, I go every once in a while I'll have like a week where I am really unmotivated and will just be on my phone and scroll way more than I would like to, and then you can feel the negative effects. I start to kind of think about it in the sense of entertainment, like that in the moment is like that's what I'm entertaining myself with. So a substitute could be reading a book as entertainment. It could be watching a show. It could be
music.
Listening to music. It could be listening to a podcast. It could be
music and podcasts, truly, I think, are, like, the key.
Wait, do you want to... Sorry, I was looking at some, like, podcast stats, and they're actually really interesting. The types of people who listen to podcasts, like, on average, are... And I'm not going to say numbers because I would butcher them, and I don't want to, like, say the wrong thing, but are, like... in a higher, like a X percent higher, like tax bracket, or like have X percent more stable jobs, or are X percent more educated. It's just so interesting to see.
Because it's not that they're listening to the podcast in general, it's that reflects the rest of their habits and their lifestyle.
Right. So if you're, not to say that people who listen to podcasts don't scroll on their phones and aren't addicted to social media, but I just think it's interesting that if you are, because when you're in those phases when all you can do is scroll social media and you physically can't get yourself to even watch a show, read a book, like clean your room, do more productive tasks. And
that's what I was feeling like for this week. That's why I'm like next week, like my goal is like if I'm stressed or I'm tired, I want to like channel that into like, okay, well, I'm going to clean my environment and I'm going to do some self-care and I'm going to sleep.
But that's versus not...
this week, I've been like just anxious scrolling, I feel like. And it's like... then I can't get myself to do my skincare. I can't get myself to clean my room. I can't get
myself
to do the dishes.
You've already spent all your energy on that. Yeah. You don't have any more energy.
That has all my attention. And it's like, this is
when I find myself in that, I try and reframe it to like, that's my entertainment right now. So if cleaning your room is a substitute or cleaning your environment is a substitute, it's not, you don't have to think about it as like, I need to clean my room. This is a task. You can think about it as like, that's my entertainment. That's it's not work. It's not like... something negative or something, you know, not fun necessarily.
Yeah.
But it's what you're filling your time with. It's where you're putting your energy.
You know what's so fun? When you play music and you clean your room or you clean a space or you play music and you walk down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Walking down the street with some good songs is like one of the best feelings, I would say, like ever, truly.
But it's not because scrolling your phone and walking down the street are like going, it's not because scrolling your phone and taking a walk are, you know, direct substitutes for each other. It's because they both serve the purpose of keeping you entertained in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And from that standpoint, yes, they are substitutes of each other. So if you're having a hard time with not scrolling. Next time you go and pick up your phone in, like, in anticipation of scrolling, remind yourself, like, oh, I just want entertainment right now. I have so many other sources of entertainment that could be better than this, or maybe make me feel better than this. And then go do that. Go watch your show instead of scrolling TikTok. That's that's a huge step if you're, like, down in a hole of all you want to do is scroll. Like, focus on just one thing instead of 30,000 things in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Or there, and also, like, I think we're going to talk a lot more about positives later, but if you feel like you're, like, it's only, I think, a problem when you feel like you're using it as that escape, when you feel like you're reverting to that the second you feel like you lose an attention span, or you feel like you're doing that, like, in public all the time. But it's only that problem when it feels like you don't really have control over the action, versus if you're like, oh, I really want to, like, watch some funny videos right now, and you spend 10 minutes watching funny videos, or you're like, oh, I want to, like, get inspired by people because I follow inspiring people, because you should be following all things that make you feel good, nothing that makes you feel bad, then, like, intentionally do that. Amazing. That can be super energizing. It, just like everything else, it's that, like, more psychological piece behind the action versus the action itself. And then I would say the final thing that, like, you can't have an episode about social media without saying comparison is comparison, because you are just constantly absorbing small snippets of other people's lives. And a lot of them are strangers with the way that algorithms work these days, and you're just seeing new person, new person, new person. And then a lot of them is also people that you know around you, and we know, like we were saying before, like, people make their lives look better on social media. Like, it's not necessarily a bad thing, it's just the truth. And it's hard if you have any sort of negatively charged things about your own life to not see that and, like, just immediately feel dragged down by it and feel drained by it.
Because it's, no one, obviously everyone's going to post, like, the good things or shift perspectives to make their lives seem better on social media publicly. Before, in, like, the 1700s, people did that. Before social media was a thing and, like, lives were so public. Your public persona, picture, you go to work. What are you going to do? You're going to be on your best behavior. You go to, like, your grandma's house, you're going to be on your best behavior. You're not going to be on, like, you know, you're not going to show the worst side of you, because that's normal. That's what you should be doing. Same thing on social media. Publicly, you're not going to show the worst or the bad sides of you or the bad things that are happening to you. That'd be kind of weird if you were just blasting that to strangers on the internet.
Unless that was, like,
because even, like, think about it, if you post something that's, like, negative thoughts or body positivity, you're posting it from a positive light. You're not getting on there being like, grr, I hate this, this, and this. It's not directly negative. It's shining a, like, that's a different take on it. It still gives putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
Even if it is, like, a more vulnerable or purposeful
way. Their worst foot forward on social media. Even if they're being real. Even if they're being real, they don't put their worst foot forward.
And that's how it should be. Like, no one... If someone is going on the internet and airing their dirty laundry publicly in, like, that type of way, that's weird. Like, you shouldn't be doing that.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you're talking about it from like a vulnerable, I'm sharing my story point of view, that's completely different. But anyway, it's normal to see other people's bests or better sides. That's not going to change. The only thing that can change is how you view them and interpret them. You can interpret them neutrally. You can interpret them with a grain of salt, or you can interpret them as this is a total encapsulation of their life. This is it. They don't have anything bad. And my life, because I have things that are bad and things that are not necessarily perfect, that's my problem, which isn't true. Mm-mm. So if you get rid of that mindset, the negative mindset, and just focus on the either neutral of, you can scroll and be looking at someone's life and being like, oh, I really like that mirror and how it's like gold around the edges, or oh, I love how they dress, or these things from a neutral, like observant, positive place. Not, oh my God, I'd love that mirror, but I'm so poor, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Or look at it from a point of appreciation, being like, oh, this is like, they went on this trip, that's such an amazing experience for them. That's like a peak, a high of their life. That's part of their highlight reel. Think of it, you know, through that lens.
Yeah. You can't change what other people are sharing on social media, but you can change how you absorb it and your perspective of it. And I think the key to that is remembering that somebody else having something is not your lack of it. You can think, oh my God, she looks so beautiful. Okay, that doesn't mean that you're not too. Or you can think, oh, she's on like such a great trip right now. Okay, well, like, you can probably do that too at some point.
You've probably been on trips before.
Yeah, or like, her life looks so great, she looks so successful. Mm-hmm. Maybe that could be inspiration to try to take some of the same steps or do some of the same things.
Right, that's not, oh, she took my spot. That's, oh my God, this is possible. Like, I'm capable of this too.
There's infinite space in the world for everybody to feel successful, feel beautiful, feel good, and show up that way.
Do
as
good,
well,
be good.
Want to do. Yeah.
Speaking of highlight reels, though, I do like that that is what social media is, because like I said, it should be a highlight reel. Like, that's what it was built for. Instagram was like for showing off your art originally. Mm-hmm. And so I guess it kind of has the same vibe almost if you look at it from a good point of view. It's sharing things that are important to you, sharing a really good picture of yourself, a really good picture of your friends, sharing this experience that you had with the people that follow you, which would be the people that I hope you would want to share it with. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a positive thing. I love when I have like a really good experience and I have a picture of it. Mm-hmm. I love to post it selfishly because I want to share that or like put it. I feel like part of it is just putting it in a space where it can live.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like about that. I've always kind of thought about my Instagram even before even when it was just like purely a personal Instagram, I thought of it as like a scrapbook or just like documentation of my life, my memories. For literally the longest time, I would always post for literally the entirety of like high school. I would only post if it was like a summer or Christmas or I was on a trip or doing something. And I say that because it was like every, I don't know, 4 months that I would post, because I would only post when I was with friends who I hadn't seen in a very long time, or if I was doing something exciting and out of the norm, and that was my documentation. I didn't care necessarily
about documenting your like
about
everyday
like, life. Oh my God, I need to show this so that they can see, or documenting my everyday life. I cared more about, this is awesome, I can look at my Instagram like, this is a visual representation of like great things that happened in my life. Like, I love this. I can tell you every picture that I posted between like 2016 and 2020, because I remember them all, because they all were really important to me, and that's why I posted them, because they were connected to that experience, and that's why
you know, you took the photo. That's the positive side.
Yeah.
Is just having a place for, like, a space for your life to live, a space to share. Using social media selfishly, I think, is a positive thing. Whether it be, like, your Finsta or consumption, like, selfish consumption of other people's content.
Mm.
Other people's lives. I think being intentional about that, I think that that's another positive that I'll talk about in a second. But using pictures and videos to, I think it tells you a lot about, like, the things that you want to post can tell you a lot about what you value and what you appreciate, yeah, and what you want. Same thing with consumption. If you find yourself, and I'm talking purely positive, like, I'm not talking the toxic kind of negative side of comparison that we just talked about. If you're scrolling, you're like, oh, I want this of hers, I can't have it because she already has it. I'm talking about the, oh my god, I love those leggings, or I love that glass, like that cup that she's using, and I want to use it because it's gonna bring so much energy to, like, drinking my coffee out of every morning, or that recipe, or the way you did your hair, thinking, looking at that and being like, that would look great on me, like, I would love doing my hair that way, I'm gonna do it. That's inspiration. That's, like, intentional positive consumption. Yeah. And I think the part that goes with that, that we've definitely talked about before, is tailoring who you follow, both on social media and, like, off of social media, but we're talking about social media now. Tailoring the information that you consume and the people that you consume information from to what you actually want to be seeing.
Yeah. Because at its core, like, social media can be so inspiring, and following other people can be so inspiring. Like, and Catherine said, even if it's as basic as, I really like the vibe that they give off of the way that they live their life. Being able to look at
that
somebody.
That one's kind
of
huge.
Like, being able to look at somebody, and instead of, like, I catch myself, if I like the vibe of somebody else's life, but I feel like I don't have it, I can almost have this bad habit of making that seem negative, mm-hmm, and being like, oh, well, like, they live this life that I don't live and that I don't have, or that I don't have 24/7, and they probably don't have it 24/7, right, either. But being able to shift that and be like, no, but I'm inspired by that, because that, like, that doesn't, them having something that I don't have doesn't make them a bad person. It can be inspiration for me to be
in
able
a positive
to
way,
visualize.
In a positively charged way.
Yeah,
like, we're off the negatively charged.
To be able to identify
right
that, like, oh, that's something that I want. Because think about when you don't have social media, you don't get to see all of the different ways there are to live. You don't get, mm-mm, to, like, view the lifestyles of so many different people and be able to be like, oh, I kind of like the way that they do that. Like, I might want to try that too. Mm-hmm. Or I really like the mindset that this person has. Like, you don't get access to that. And so I think that just as people and our personalities and our values, having social media and having exposure to, like, so many different walks of life, mm-hmm, and different people can make us more diverse as people, rather than if you're only picking up from the community around you. So
number one, I think it's obviously if you're not able to, like, embed yourself in different cultures or different experiences, social media is a really easy way to be able to see different places, different ways of living, like Caroline said,
mm-hmm,
both on, like, a huge level or on, like, a huge culturally diverse level or a little micro vibe level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about this a lot when I see mom scrolling on Instagram and she's like, oh my god, I love this sweater. Like, I love this kitchen. She's so into people's houses.
She loves
and
watching,
like, you,
houses
she,
and food.
Yeah.
And
if she shows, I think one time she showed me, like, a green kitchen. Or maybe it was, like, a black kitchen. Like, it was a darker vibe kitchen. And we're like, our parents just built a house. Every single thing in that place is stark
bright white.
Bright white.
Bright white. It's beautiful. I love it. But it's bright white.
But then for her to show, like, I don't think she would have done it any differently, but it's just cool for her to, on a micro level right now, like, see a kitchen that's completely not what
her style,
what we know historically she chose, and be like, oh, I really like this. Like, I don't think she would have been exposed to that,
mm-hmm,
otherwise.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest pieces for me, and I know I've said this every single time we've talked about social media, is connecting with people. And we just kind of talked about, you know, tailoring your consumption or who you follow. And from a public or, like, external standpoint, people that maybe you don't know are strangers, just influencers or people you like the vibe of, follow who you want. Follow people who inspire you. Follow people who... What?
Nort Insecurity. When I got hacked that one time, they talked me into downloading it, but I never finished the setup. I've been paying $5 a month and I've never finished the setup. It's Yahoo.
When did you get hacked?
Do you remember when Change with Caroline got hacked? And it was my Yahoo email got like totally hacked by someone in Nigeria.
That's so funny. Follow people who you're inspired by. Follow people who you can learn from. Whether that be someone who's like actually teaching you something tangible, or someone who you're like, oh my god, they dress super well. I want to dress better. I'm gonna like learn through observation. Same thing with like just lifestyle. Same thing with travel, whatever it may be. Follow those people. Follow the good people. Connect with those good people, whether it's like actually having a conversation with them or just following them.
Mm-hmm.
The part I really like is being able to stay connected with your friends who maybe you don't naturally see all the time. One person who I know we talk about, we've definitely talked about her like a lot on this podcast, and I love that for
Alex.
Us. Yeah. Our friend that lives in London that we saw, who you guys know, we like rarely see her. And I was just talking right before this episode about how if it wasn't for social media, I don't think we necessarily would have stayed in touch, just because we don't naturally overlap.
Yeah.
Like our lives don't naturally, we don't live in the same place anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have many of the same friends or same connections anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we still, because we know, if I see that she's in New York, I'm like, I will come to New York. Or over the summer, we knew we were both in the US. She was like, can I come visit? When we were in London, can I come visit?
Can like same, like, yeah.
And it wouldn't, had it not been for social media over the last time we lived together was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we would have stayed connected. So I'm like so grateful. And that's, there are so many cases in our lives where that is the case, that we've been able to stay connected with people who we aren't necessarily embedded in each other's lives anymore. And that is such a positive, such a plus of social media for me.
Yeah. There are so many people like that because we grew up in Hong Kong out of the international school. I mean, we moved away, but other people moved away to different places and dispersed. And a lot of people are at colleges in the US. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in other countries. But that also applies to anyone who has ever moved somewhere else in their life, who has family that lives mm-hmm. in different areas than them, who has gone to college and naturally separated from a lot of friends. Like, it really is a way to help you stay in touch. And that's what social media is at its core, before it became so much of like consuming strangers' lives a little bit more than it is about consuming the people around you a little bit.
The author Dallas Taylor has this concept called the grocery store rule going around TikTok right now, and it is in her upcoming book. So if you resonate with this rule, if you like it, we've linked the link to pre-order and her website below. So if you do like it, definitely go check out her book and some of her other work as well.
The grocery store rule is that if you were to see someone out in the grocery store in public, and if you aren't going to be happy or you would want to avoid having a conversation or saying hi to them, you don't need to be following them on social media.
Mm-hmm. Only follow people who you would be happy to bump into at the grocery store.
Right. If you see someone at the grocery store and you so enjoy having a 10-minute little catch-up conversation or a 30-second hi, hello, follow them on social media. Mm-hmm. If that would be such an aversion to you,
mm-hmm.
like, why are you following them on social media if you wouldn't even wave hello in public? That's crazy.
I feel like we probably all have some people who we still follow who like we would not want to see. Maybe they've like wronged you, maybe you just don't like consuming mm-hmm. their stuff at all, but you just like continue to follow them because you're curious about still seeing their lives. Like, that would be a big personal challenge to unfollow anyone who you would not mm-hmm. want to speak to in real life.
That's like constant negative energy, even if it's just like observant, like addiction to knowing what's up. What's the JB Sack song? It's like, I blocked you on the internet,
not because I'm mad at you.
I love that song.
Learn to live without imagining how it would look to you.
Yeah, that's like the flipped perspective of thinking through how other people perceive you. So not observing, but like thinking through being observed. And that kind of goes back to posting things just to get a reaction, or maybe mm-hmm. from someone.
That's a good song. Else. Love versus Logic, JP Sachs. I like a lot of his music, but I didn't know that song until recently.
That album, the whole but album, it talks about Dangerous like, Levels of Introspection.
Yeah.
Mm, it's gorgeous. It's a good album. Really, that's like one of my favorite songs off the album.
Oh, I just didn't know that one specifically until recently.
One of them is like, I forget the line.
I know.
It's like, I had to stop being friends with some people because
like every time I talk to them, I imagined them, like I just imagined how you would hear it if you were there or something like that. Yeah.
Something along those lines. Love and logic. Love and logic. And I'm losing every time. So yeah, the grocery store rule to find that neutral balance. Like it's not going to hurt their feelings. This is what our dad with like LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Or, I feel like he's like that on Instagram.
He's like that on Instagram, but I'm just realizing it'd be the same thing on LinkedIn. Someone requests you, he thinks if you decline, they're going to be really, really upset. So he just lets them sit. Yeah. And like he doesn't use social media, but he just like he thinks they're going to be upset with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, like, they might be. Or the same thing if you're, like, oh, I've gone so many times. I'm, like, I should, you know, everyone, if once you get into college, everyone from, like, the Facebook goes and follows everyone. Oh my God. And I'm, like, why do I know you?
But we don't know you, and I probably wouldn't even recognize you in person.
But then it happens so often where I'm, like, I just have to go, and I'll, like, go to my following, and I'll go through, and I'm, like, oh, I don't want to unfollow them. And I'm like, but I've never met you in my life. Why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling bad about unfollowing you? Like, I shouldn't be wanting to follow you.
Yeah.
Nor should I even have access to follow you. Like, it's so weird.
I started that rule for myself on LinkedIn because I just started, like, using LinkedIn this year. I have, like,
38 friends on LinkedIn.
It's crazy. Like, people, like, at our school and, like, people around will have, like...
It would be so easy to get 500 connections because that 500 is when it switches to 500 plus. Everyone just connects with each other.
And, like, it makes sense. Like, you're networking people in your school. But I've just decided, like, if I wouldn't actually... want to keep up with your career, or if I would not feel comfortable networking, like actually helping you out or reaching out to you for help, if I've never spoken to you in person, then why would like we have each other on LinkedIn? Like I want to keep that like a smaller community of like actual people who I want to keep up with my career and who I want to keep up with theirs and who like
same vibe with support with literally everything else. I think TikTok is where it's different. Like I don't I don't follow friends on TikTok because I feel like that's not the I feel like TikTok is the one where it's purely
it's very different.
The friends that I do follow on TikTok, because no one uses it like that, like a personal thing necessarily. If I do follow someone though, I barely see their like personal TikToks that they post. It's more for consuming creators' content.
Mm-hmm.
Which still applies. Follow who you want, follow people who inspire you, follow people who you learn from, follow people who don't make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Is finding that the neutral space where you can access the benefits of those positives. And now,
for the double take.
Oh, wait, this one is interesting. It came in, I checked like 2 seconds ago, so this is new. Most and least toxic platform. I think obviously there isn't an inherently toxic or positive platform. It's how you curate it. But I would say this may be an unpopular opinion, but I think TikTok for me is the out of the ones that I use are like TikTok, Instagram.
I have one to throw out there that I think would be least toxic, Pinterest.
I would argue with that though.
Pinterest goes both ways
to like Thinspo, Tumblr.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tumblr, like, the bad eras of it. I feel like Pinterest sometimes gives that if you curate it the wrong way.
Right.
It just pulls to that direction.
But it's not necessarily real people. It's just photos. Like, kind of, you know?
Yeah. I would say this is maybe a flip from when TikTok started gaining popularity, but I think TikTok is less toxic than Instagram is now. Because Instagram, you see people you know or people you semi-know, and you can... I feel like it breeds more comparison than TikTok... from a comparison, like, personal perspective, is less toxic because you don't know them. There's more degrees of separation between you and whoever you're looking at on the screen. I feel like it's an automatic, you're not connected at all. And that would maybe make it less of a personal attack, I guess, if you see anything that would potentially breed a toxic energy.
That's valid. I would make the point that Instagram could be the least toxic, because I think you have more choice on Instagram over what you see than on TikTok. Even if you follow people on TikTok, like, TikTok's priority is not showing you the people that you follow. It's showing you viral things and showing you controversial things and showing you things that, like, other people have interacted with that they think you're going to see. Whereas on Instagram, you see a lot of recommended stuff, but I think you have more control over who you see.
I'm trying to avoid the ones that we've already answered in
in the episode. How do you not grab your phone in the morning? Sometimes I do. Waking up really early, I will sometimes, if I don't want to get up, will get my phone to shut off my alarm, and then I will quickly, like, open it, do something so that my brain starts, and then I'll get out of bed.
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing, but in that moment is kind of helpful to me because I don't want to get up and it changes. Yeah. And I don't, like, sit there and scroll. Like, I use it to just jolt my brain up and then go. But most of the time, I just, waking up early and having something to do, or waking up having something to do right after, for me is helpful.
Or not even having something to do, but just doing something as simple as getting a glass of water or washing your face.
So for me, I wake up and I get out of bed. Like, I don't stay in bed. Mm-hmm. But this morning, it's a weekend, I didn't necessarily have anything directly to do, so I stayed in bed and I scrolled on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't necessarily enjoy that.
I don't think it's a healthy way to start your day, just, like, neurologically. I really don't. No, even though I do it sometimes. But I really, like, I would not sit in bed first thing in the morning and scroll. Like, for the most part, I don't do that. But I do often, like, look at my phone in the morning. I think the best way not to is just immediately do something different that kind of wakes you up, versus just, like, getting in the comfort zone of sitting in your bed and scrolling. Like, get out of bed, get yourself some water, wash your face, and you'll be a lot more awake and refreshed to then make a better decision.
I'm going to quickly go over the ones that we have already answered in the episode, but point out that they are recurring topics in other people's lives. So we've already answered these in the episode. You guys already know the answers to these, but I'm just going to reaffirm that these are, like, common questions for people to ask. One, how do you reframe thinking when you start to compare yourself to others? Two, ways to stop comparing yourself, fashion, health, fitness, goals.
Yeah.
How to deal with social media addiction. Any tips for getting off of your phone and not losing yourself in social media. How do you limit time spent on social media when it's healthy and inspiring content, but still feel like you're wasting time? That's an interesting one. And I think even if you are curating, like, a positive, beneficial feed for yourself, there's obviously too much of a good thing.
Well, I think they answered it in the question by saying, how do you limit time? That's all you do. You just limit the time. It's not yes or no. You get inspired and then
I do this, the second I'm like, oh, I've been scrolling for a long time, and I register it, the next time I feel like, oh, I've been fulfilled of this information. When you're scrolling, you get fulfilled.
Don't keep scrolling.
Yeah. Like, you get fulfilled and you're like, oh, time to search for another fulfillment. When the next time you get fulfilled, be like, oh, yay, that was awesome. And then put your phone away and you're good.
I have a tip. Someone said, like, how to stop social media addiction, how to, like, limit yourself. Just one time that you feel like reaching for your phone, don't. You don't have to say, I'm never going to pick up my phone, I'm never going to scroll. But test yourself during the day. Just one time that you feel the urge to pick up your phone, I'm not going to pick it up this time. And then 10 minutes later, maybe you pick it up, but you know that you have the control in, like, that moment to not pick it up. I do that during the gym sometimes. Like, sometimes during rest, I'm like, I'm not going to go a whole 90-minute workout without looking at my phone. I just know that that's not realistic for me most of the time. But if just a couple times between rests when I want to check it and I'm like, there's nothing for me to look out there, it's just a comfort thing, I'm like, I'm not going to look at it this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then move on. But that's, like, a small way to start, like, kind of being like, I don't always have to pick it up.
I hope that was helpful. I hope that was thought-provoking, maybe, and that you're left feeling inspired and not drained of this social media conversation topic. Thank you guys so much for listening. We always appreciate it.
Follow us on social media at Caroline Kaneen.
At Catherine Kaneen, and at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram, TikTok.
Yep. Follow the show wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple, or this video episode, and hopefully future ones on YouTube as well. And please give the show a rating, a like, if you enjoyed it. That really means the world to us to get that feedback and get those ratings from you guys. So we will see you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.